Episode 1626, In the Middle of Difficulty Lies Opportunity.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. Take a deep breath. Know that guess what? Opportunity exists. It's Mindset Monday. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Albert Einstein says, in the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. Are you looking for opportunities in the middle of your messes? You may be having mountains and mountains of messes. And it's easier, what, for us to focus on those mountains of messes. So how can we overcome the overwhelm to see possibilities and opportunities? When will we learn that just because there are trials and tribulations doesn't mean that those circumstances define the outcome? Problems grow bigger when the focus is on the problem. Think about a problem that you've had recently. Maybe you're in the middle of a problem now. You're in the middle of a mess. What is it? I can think of about four. Pick one for just a moment for this example. Okay, you got your problem. Awesome. Now, what would happen if you went through your day always thinking about that problem? Then you went to bed thinking about that problem. What would happen the next day when you would wake up? You're still thinking about that problem. And now that problem seems even bigger. Why? Because you keep thinking about it. And you come to the end of the day and you're like, gosh, I haven't done anything about this problem. It's still there. You go to bed. You're thinking about the problem. You even start to dream about the problem. So you wake up the next day and what happens? The problem's even bigger. Problems grow bigger when the focus is on the problem. So what if you could change the problem and become the problem solver? You know, all those mountains of messes that you have? Maybe it's the mountains of laundry. You can get them washed, you can get them dried, but for some reason, they're never folded and they don't end up where they're supposed to be, whether it's on a hanger or in a drawer, shoved under the bed because you don't have enough room in the room, so you've got storage boxes everywhere, but you have this mountain of messy clothes. They're clean clothes, but it's still a mess. Maybe you have mountains of messes when it comes to you're working on a book and you know you got to write 10,000 words today. And you're sitting there going, gosh darn it, I can't even think of 50 words to say. Man, I've got to come up with 10,000. Maybe you're building your business and you need to talk to 5 people. And you have one name listed and you're like, well, that's not getting me very far. Maybe you're just feeling like, I'm not enough. My problem is me. I don't like what I see. I don't like what I do. I just do what I have to do just to get by the mountains of messes. So what if you could change the problem and become the problem solver, being the detective? Just when you think there isn't an answer, think again. There is always an answer, for nothing is impossible. Now, I get it. We think problems are a bad thing, but problems lead to opportunities. Let me say that again so you hear it. Problems lead to opportunities. Your circumstances do not have to define the outcome or the results. Instead of allowing the problem to define the outcome, search for the results that you're wanting. Search it out. Look beyond the problem to see the possibilities. Become the problem solver. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be the problem solver. In all those mountains of messes that you have, you can find many blesses. But you have to be looking for the opportunities amongst the difficulties. What you look for, you will find. So what are you looking for today in your mountains of messes? Are you looking at the messes going, yep, I'm going to build these messes up. I cannot wait. I'm going to make a bigger mountain of messes. Woohoo! That doesn't sound very great. But mountains of messes on a Mindset Monday, there's a lot of M's here. Let's have some M&Ms. No, we're not going there. You are going to be a detective and you're going to become the problem solver. Number one, recognize the problem. Part of making changes and being an overcomer means that you're observant. You're alert to what is going on around you. So those mountains of messes that you may have, if they're there, know that they're there. Most problems just don't sneak up on us. Yes, there are a few. But if we are watchful, if we are alert, there are what? Things that tip us off, right? There's something that's like, oh, wait, this could be an issue. Our children may make a comment. We may receive something in the mail. We may get a phone call. There's these tips. These little breadcrumbs that are left like, uh-oh, something could be coming down the pike. You got to watch out for the mountains of messes. So recognize the problem. Being aware of what is happening allows you to see potential problems before the problems occur, which means what? Maybe the mountain doesn't have to be as big. Maybe instead of a mountain, it'll just be a speed bump. Wouldn't that be a nice change? So recognize the problem. Number two, enlist help to solve the problem. You don't have to do life alone. Oh, but we feel like we do. We have got to be the hero, the shero, whatever row you want to be. But nobody can do it better than you, so I'm just going to do it myself. A lot of times that puts us in a corner. And it's usually in the corner with the mountains of messes. Don't let the problems dictate the outcome of your life. Be proactive and ask for help. Maybe you need to ask your mom or your dad. Maybe you need to ask a friend or your pastor, a coach. What do you need to do in order to enlist help? Because there's always a way. And it may be just a different way that you weren't thinking that might be a better way for the mountains of messes that you're dealing with. So number one, recognize the problem. Number two, enlist help to solve the problem. And number three, focus on the desired result. Remember, if you keep focusing on the messes, what happens? That mountain keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And who really, honestly, wants a taller mountain of messes when it comes to laundry? I'm just saying. I mean, I cannot imagine walking in to my laundry room seeing like three or four peaks of laundry. And there are days that I just feel that way. There is so much in there. There's so much happening. So instead of focusing on, oh my gosh, I've got four peaks of laundry going here. This is not good. Focus on the desired result. I want my laundry room clean to the point where I can walk into it. It's organized. Maybe not everything's put away, but everything has a place. So maybe I have a basket that has clean clothes that come out of the dryer. So if the kids are in a rush and they're wanting something, it doesn't have to stay there. Because you see what happens is I get all these laundry baskets and they're literally on top of one, on top of another, on top of another. And I have a mountain of a mess. And it is not fun. And I look at it and there are times it's getting up to my shoulders. I kid you not. And I'm like, this isn't going to go here. And then you tie in what you have for the pets. I got to wash the blankets for the puppy dog. I've got to make sure the cat's area is clean. And then it's summertime. So now I've got all the towels for the pool and then some. And those towels, they're like three times the size of what you have in the bathrooms. Do you see the mess I have here? But if I keep focusing on that mess, my mess is only going to get bigger. I got to focus on what I want. What do I want in my laundry room? What do you want besides that mess? What are you wanting as an outcome? Aim for what you want and take steps accordingly. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You don't always have to know the answer. It may take 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 steps to get to where you need to be. But until you take that first, you can never get to 12. And if you keep focusing on that mountain of messes, that's just going to grow, and you're definitely never going to get to step 12. So weigh it carefully. Problems don't have to overwhelm you, but we let them. We allow ourselves to become stuck. We kind of allow ourselves, honestly, to let problems become an excuse. Do you really want a problem to become an excuse? Now, in some cases, very few, there are some things that can't be ignored, and life does have to stop. And those are the tragedies in our life, things that are very, very unexpected, a death in the family, or death of a very close friend, an illness that comes swift and quickly, unknown, unexpected. There are those exceptions. But even at that, if we continue to focus on those things that come out of the blue that we really didn't think we'd have to deal with so early in life, if we keep focusing on just that, it becomes bigger. Instead of taking a step back and saying, what can we gain that is positive out of this? You see, possibilities has positivity written all over it, but difficulty has overwhelm written all over it. Do you want to live in the messes, or would you rather live in the blesses? Which is it? You got to choose. You don't have to live in overwhelm. You can be the overcomer. But you have to decide. And I want you to know, your decision is important today, as it is tomorrow, as it is the next week, into the next month, into the rest of the year. But you have to start right now with what you see. What is it in your life that needs to be dealt with? What problem are you facing? How can you take that problem and look at it and see an opportunity, a possibility? Redirect your thoughts so you can redirect your actions and respond accordingly. I believe in you so much. You are absolutely an incredible human being. And for you to sit back and do life alone and struggle, that's not helpful. And so I want to come beside you and help you as you're walking through this problem, this mountain of messes. I want to give you a coaching call with me, a gift. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. You know, as much as we think trying to get to the top, whatever the top is for us, climbing the ladder of success, we can't do it alone. It's better together. So click on that link, and that will begin our conversation. We will get a call scheduled for you. So go back for a moment. What was one of the messes that you thought about? I told you I had four problems off the top of my head. And I said, just pick one. Okay, you could have my four problems if you'd like, but I'll just keep mine. So I've picked one. Right now, what can you say that says, I see this, name it, as a possibility? Now, you may not know how to get to that possibility. It may be too fresh right now, but take a deep breath. And over the next few minutes, after you're done listening to me and you turn me off and you go about your work, think about some options, some steps you can take to get you closer to the possibility and further away from the problem. I believe in you today. Change your mind. Change your life. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.